Hello, nice to meet you. I'm the new partner here. My name is Dr. Horsey. You're here for your annual physical. I see the nurse has taken your vitals and your labs came in last week. Everything looks fine. Did the nurse not tell you to change into that gown? I see. Well, I really need you to change into that gown. It allows me to complete a full physical. I need access to all of you. So go ahead and change into the gown. I'll just stand here and wait. Sir, I have a full waiting room. Please. Thank you. Just leave it open, that's fine. All right. According to your files, I see that you have declined a urogenital exam every year since you've been coming here. Is that correct? Well, I'm afraid at your age it's necessary. We're going to need to complete that today. Well, there's nothing to blush about. I've seen it all. Believe me, it's quite easy. You just need to sit there. And we'll open your gown a little bit. I'm just going to do a quick visual exam. Let's just lift up your penis and take a look at it. And now your scrotum all looks very pink and healthy. Quite large, actually. Let me just palpate your scrotum and make sure that there are no irregularities. Let's give it a squeeze here. And there. Yes, let me see. It feels very full. Are you sexually active? And what kind of sexual activity do you participate in? Well, while I'm examining your shaft, why don't you tell me what your experiences have been? Do you practice safe sex? Good. And what about any oral sex? What about anal? All right. From a quick visual and tactile exam, your penis and scrotum look to be quite healthy. Let's move on, shall we? Now, about the oral. Do you practice safe sex during oral? Again, there's no need to blush. Some men find it easier to make it through this exam if they give me direct eye contact. Why don't you try that? Just look into my eyes while I'm palpating. Hold my gaze, that's right. Just answer my questions. Give me eye contact and try not to focus too much on what's going on down here. Okay? That's good. So, continuing on, how about anal sex? Have you ever partook? No, I mean receiving. Just write that down. Okay. Have you ever noticed anything out of the ordinary Discharge, bumps. Good. Good. All right. Well, now it's time for every patient's favorite part of the exam, the prostate exam. Don't worry. I think it gets a worse rap than it needs to. I'm going to ask you to stand up now and turn around. That's right. Spread your legs a little bit wider, a little wider than your hips. Good. Lift your gown. Good. Since you've never had one of these, I'm going to describe what I'm about to do. I'm going to put on my gloves and then I'm going to apply some lubrication and I'm going to insert one of my digits into your rectum. While it's in your rectum, I'm going to be feeling around the walls of said rectum to make sure there are no irregularities. I'm going to find your prostate and I'm going to manipulate it. Don't look so nervous. Believe me, some patients get quite a measure of pleasure out of this exam. And to be honest, from my penis and scrotum exam, it looks like you might be that type of patient. Would you like me to light a scented candle for you? Some patients find that relaxing. Okay. Vanilla. Take a deep breath. Lift your gown again. I'm just going to put my gloves on. When I insert my finger, don't forget to breathe. Try to relax your buttocks, or it will not be as comfortable as it could. I'm going to now apply some lube to my digit. There we go. Nice and smooth for your anal cavity. Now, let's spread those butt cheeks. Yeah, can you help me with that? Just reach around back and spread them for me. That's right. Good. Okay. I'm going to count to three. Take a deep breath. Just don't worry. This is not going to hurt me at all. All right, ready? One, two, two and a half, three. Oh, yes. Oh, goodness, you are tight in there. Well, that's what happens from not having an exam every year and not partaking in the anal play. It is so rampant these days. So I'm just going to feel around in there. Oh, goodness, it is so tight. And just wiggle my finger all around those rectal walls. Oh, there's your prostate. Do you feel that? Oh, I think you do. Yeah. How is your penis reacting to all of this? Let me have a look. Just gonna give a little reach around, as the kids call it these days, and see how it's doing. Oh my, you are quite a grower, aren't you? Oh, yes, you are. That's very healthy. Yes. Between that large penis and that full scrotal sac, and this little nubbin of a prostate, I think you are passing your urogenital exam with flying colors. Now, what about a sperm count test? Is that on the plan for today? It's not. I think you're of the perfect age for that. I think we should do one. What do you think? Well, I mean, what if you want to have kids? It should be good to know how fertile you are. Well, it doesn't matter if you're not seeing anyone right now. Let's just grab a cup. And don't argue, I'm the doctor. Let's grab a cup and have it ready. Now, when you're about to ejaculate, I want you to tell me so that I don't miss any of your ejaculate, okay? Tell me, how do you like to ejaculate? Do you like long, slow strokes with a little scrotal fondling? Or do you like quick, fast strokes like this? What do you prefer? Tell me. Maybe a little of both. Oh, I'm gonna get my finger up deep in there and deep up in your asshole. Rub against that little nub. Oh, you have quite a large amount of pre-ejaculate coming out of the head of your penis. Look at that. Occasionally small amounts of sperm in there, so you need to be careful if you're practicing the withdrawal method. You really are missing out. And you see your reaction here. You're quite a grower. You might want to remember this for future reference next time you're with a significant other, that you have a very healthy and, dare I say, exaggerated response to having your prostate stimulated like this. Oh, do you like it when I just run my index and forefingers along your frenulum like this? Yes. Is that going to help you reach the point of orgasm? Oh, it's so important to get a full sperm count at your age. Yes. Okay. Are you getting close? It looks like your scrotum is starting to tighten. And that's usually a sign of impending ejaculation. Yes, you are. Okay. Here, hold the cup for me. Okay. A little more lube. Ah, yeah, there we go. Oh God, give me that ejaculate. That's it. That's it. Oh yes, mister. That's right. Just come. Oh, let my fingers milk that ejaculation. Let my fingers milk that sperm out of your balls. Out of your scrotum, I mean, yes. And then squeeze your penile shaft until you ejaculate into this cup for me. Oh, good. Good job. That's right. Give me your sperm. Let's get all that sperm out of there. Let me just squeeze. I think I got every last drop. Give your balls a little slap for doing a good job. A cigarette? Some of these wipes to clean yourself up. I will take this to the lab and we'll have your results within a couple of weeks. You can call the nurse to get them. All right, well, thank you for stopping by and we will see you next year. Ta-ta.